The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you the press news from Lusaka, Zimbabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government. Governors, activists, guests in Oinda criticize the attempt to reintroduce Bill 7 in Parliament. President Hava Mbeki-Zuma urges youth to take advantage of the Zimbabwean voluntary service. Top UN court rejects request by Equatorial Guinea to return to Paris Mansion in international news and finally in sports news. Now the point in Puerto Tembua as head of media. With that front and reliable news every day, I am Chris Wanji. A governor's activist, Guest Nirenda, has raised concern over attempts to reintroduce the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 in its current form, questioning whose interests the bill would serve. Speaking on the political podcast earlier this week, Mr. Nirenda, who is also Operation Young Vote, OIV Executive Director, described Bill 7 as toxic and even worse than the controversial Bill 10 that established by the former Patriotic Front regime to amend the Constitution. Mr. Nirenda stressed that Zambians cannot afford to take back Bill 7 in its present state unless it has the blessings of the citizens. He added that if government is relying on parliamentarians and the Speaker to bring the bill back, then it is unfortunate, insisting that broad stakeholder consultation is a must.
In fact, Bill 7 was even worse than Bill 10. Bill 10 that we had under the Patriotic Front. It's more toxic than Bill 10. So we can't afford to allow it to get back to Parliament. In what form? And in what interest?
President Hava Mbeki-Zuma has called on the youth to take advantage of the Zambia National Service volunteer training, underscoring its significance. President Mbeki-Zuma has since indicated that it's sponsoring 200 youth under the voluntary service. The head of state says the training offers a good opportunity for young people to acquire skills and become productive and contribute meaningfully to the development of the country. He has called on members of parliament to support the initiative and encourage the youth to take up the voluntary training.
We want to introduce the Zambian National Service voluntary training. When we talked about it, it was like pep talk. It is real. We have since now taken in the first intake of the voluntary national service. And I'm very pleased to say it is oversubscribed. And we did not go back to the treasury for money. We were ingenious and funded it within the envelope, including volunteer sponsors such as myself. I'm sponsoring 200 students undergoing national service from all the 156 constituents. And I encourage people in this house to do the same. National service is good training. Take it from me. National service is good training.
Speaking during the ceremonial opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly, President Hichilema has indicated that government will this year recruit a further 2,000 teachers in order to improve the quality of education, and that government has extended the homegrown school feeding program in all the 106 districts. The president says the government has prioritized skills development as a drive for economic growth, and the student enrollment has increased in 2024 in TVETA institutions, which has been made possible through the bursaries scheme under the Enhanced Constituency Development Fund, CDF.
We have employed a lot of teachers. Since we came in 2022, we have recruited 42,000 teachers. This year, we are going to recruit another 2,000 because they are needed to teach our children. But it's important that we keep more learners health and improve their learning outcomes. Government has continued to expand the homegrown school feeding program. The program has been extended to 106 districts this year, up from 70 in 2021. UPND New Dawn administration has prioritized skills development as a driver for economic growth and transformation, and in 2024, student enrollment in TVETA institutions increased to 96,000 from 38,000 in 2021. 96 versus 38,000. We've also seen a marked increase in the number of female students participating in TVETA programs to 45,000 in 2024 from 16,000 in 2021. This has been made possible by the bursary scheme under the enhanced CDS. It's a new innovation, never been there before. So we urge more of our youth to take advantage of vocational skills training programs and become productive citizens. As we have always stated, education outwits any other investment.
Family Development Initiatives, FDI, has appealed to households across Zambia to support health authorities as the indoor residue spraying IRS campaign commences on the 15th of September 2025. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami said community cooperation is essential to the success of the exercise, which targets 30 districts identified as high risk for malaria transmission. Chikayami noted that families would welcome spraying teams into their homes and follow the guidance provided to ensure maximum protection. He observed that the IRS campaign led by the Ministry of Health involves treating indoor surfaces with insecticides to kill mosquitoes that carry malaria. Chikayami also commended the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, for its ongoing mosquito net distribution, which has already seen over 440,000 insecticide treated nets delivered to Eastern Province. He's looking forward to seeing additional consignments delivered to other regions in the coming weeks. Chikayami added that his organization stands ready to work with the government and other stakeholders to combine efforts to actualize Zambia's commitment to eliminating malaria and improving public health, adding that their success depends on active participation from families and communities. He said FDI continues to engage local leaders and volunteers to raise awareness and encourage household involvement through the campaign. The team leader added that FDI is already working with the Churches Health Association of Zambia in addressing malaria in 9 districts across Lusaka and Southern Province.
We also want to take this opportunity to commend ZAMSA for the good work that has been doing, particularly the distribution of mosquito nets. We are all aware that the present number of mosquito nets have been distributed in the same province. Our plan is called to ZAMSA, and the government is that let this exercise continue to even other parts where these mosquito nets are needed. As Family Development Initiatives, we want to reiterate our commitment to government in the fight and elimination of malaria. You might want to know that FDI has been doing everything that it can to weigh in this fight. We are currently running a program in partnership with the Teachers Health Association of Family and Child in Lusaka and Southern Province across 9 districts, where we are mobilizing communities to again weigh in eliminating malaria.
In entertainment news, Zambian rapper and former Zone Fan member Jackson Ngambi Banda, popularly known as J-Rock, has opened up about the group's split, claiming that it was not a breakup but a decision influenced by lack of recognition and support from local fans and stakeholders. Speaking on the Kennedy One-on-One podcast, J-Rocks revealed that while Zone Fam was breaking boundaries internationally, the group felt undervalued at home. He pointed to their hit single, Controller, which won them the